Assistant, please call the roll.
Mr. Chair.
Here.
Senator Smith.
Here.
Senator Altman.
Here.
Senator Beniquisto.
Here.
Senator Bogdanoff. Senator Brennan. Senator Diaz de la Patilla.
Here.
Senator Evers. Senator Fasano.
Here.
Senator Flores. Senator Joyner.
Here.
Senator Lynn.
Here.
Senator Margolis. Senator Negron. Senator Sachs.
We have a quorum. Members, if you would turn to Senate Bill 416 by Senator Dietert. Senator Dietert's with us. Senator Dietert, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Here we go. Good morning and Happy New Year. We never say that opening week of the session, but thank you for hearing this very good bill. This is the No Texting While Driving bill, and the intent of the bill is to improve safety for motorists, pedestrians, and others, to prevent crashes, and to reduce the financial impact of injuries, death, and property damage caused by people texting while driving. The bill uses the words wireless communications devices while driving to distinguish it from cell phone usage. So under this bill, this strictly addresses no texting while driving. It's the first offense is no points on your license. It's a $30 fine, and this is a secondary offense. So you'd have to be pulled over for doing something else first, and then this would be a sort of an add-on. We do have one amendment, which I consider a favorable amendment, offered by Senator Diaz de la Patilla. So if you want to go to that first, that's fine.
Members, if we'll go straight to the amendment. Senator, you're recognized to explain the amendment, courtesy amendment?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The amendment basically just adds texting in a school safety zone as a two-point violation on the driver's license. And the whole idea, again, is to advance the cause that Senator Dietert's good bill is doing, which is to create a safety zone, a real safety zone around our schools. Schools should be safe havens, and that includes the area where people drop off their children or where children walk to school. So this is adds 2 points to driver's license of somebody who's texting while driving through a school zone.
Any questions, members? Senator Fasano.
Thank you. Senator Diaz de la Patilla, would that still continue to be a second, as Senator Dietert, this is not where they would be pulled over for texting, but being pulled over for a first offense and then the second offense as far as texting. So you're not changing that in any way, are you?
We're not. What the language says exactly, if I may, Mr. Chairman, to address Senator Fasano's question, any moving violation covered in this paragraph, so you have to have the moving violation committed in conjunction with the unlawful use of a wireless communication device within a school safety zone, 2 points.
Thank
so
you.
It's secondary. It has to be in conjunction with another moving violation.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions on the amendment? We have two appearance cards on the amendment, and I'm assuming if they'd like to speak, that would be fine. Lee Moffitt in support. Anna, and excuse me, is it Carbonell? Okay, great, thank you. We're back on the amendment. Are there any objections to the amendment? Seeing none, show it adopted. We're back on the bill. Any questions on the bill? Senator Smith, you're recognized.
Quick question. I'm trying to look at the actual wording of the bill. Your texting, does that include reading?
Let's see. I think it does, yes. It's all non-voice interpersonal communication, and it includes texting and reading your BlackBerry, if you will, while you're driving.
Any other questions? Members, Senator, I did have a question. Is there any distribution of the penalties, any difference in the distribution of the penalties to different organizations? We don't touch that at all.
No.
Okay, great. Okay, any other questions, members? We do have some public testimony. Lee Moffitt in support. Okay. James Reichenbach in support. Rebecca O'Hara. FMA, ways in support. Charles Milstead, in support. Associated State Director. AARP, I'm sorry, there you are, great. Kenya Corey, in support. National Solid Waste Management Association. Graham Robinswitch, Florida PTA, in support. And Frank Messerschmidt, in support, Florida Sheriff's Association. Okay, great. Any debate? Any debate? Senator Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I support this bill wholeheartedly in concept. The one concern I would have is reading. If I'm driving home and I get a quick text, you know, pick up the kids, I guess it's still part of that concept, because while reading that, I could run into the back of somebody. So
you'd run into the kids.
So I guess it just answered my own question.
Really, this is all designed to keep you off the blogs. This is why we're doing this bill. We don't want you to post anything on the blogs.
Okay. Well, I guess I answered my own debate.
Thanks.
Any other debate? Senator Joyner in debate.
Yes. Pull over and read the text, Senator. But Senator Deavitt, thanks again. I'm happy to have the second opportunity to vote on this good bill. And I hope that this one goes all the way.
Any other debate? Any other debate? Senator Dieter, thank you for doing this bill. This bill has been around for a while.
As
Chairman of Transportation, we tried to figure out how do you get there. I think the secondary offense that you have to be pulled over for something else prior, I think, is a good compromise. So thank you for your leadership on this. And the assistant, please call the roll. Actually, I'm sorry. Senator Dieter, would you like to close?
Well, in closing, I would just say, to like to answer Senator Smith's question, you can do that at a stoplight. You can pull over and do it. You've got plenty of opportunities to read your emails while you're sitting in a boring spot. And there are tons of studies. Virginia Tech's done studies. AAA's have done studies. 97% of the public agrees that this is a bad idea. But anecdotally, if somebody's talking on their cell phone, through observation, I've noticed they tend to slow down. But they're still looking out their windshield, and they're staying in their lane. Whereas if you're texting, you're going to sway into my lane. We are trained as defensive drivers to look out the front window and check our rearview mirror. Now you better be checking front, back, and either side of you, because you don't know where somebody's going to come at you. So basically, it's a very important safety bill, and I hope you'll all support it.
Assistant, please call the roll.
Senator Altman.
Yes.
Senator Benacquisto.
Yes.
Senator Bogdanoff. Senator Brennan.
Yes.
Senator Diaz de la Patilla.
Yes.
Senator Evers. Senator Fasano.
Yes.
Senator Flores.
Yes.
Senator Joyner.
Yes.
Senator Lynn.
Yes.
Senator Margolis. Senator Negron.
No.
Senator Sachs. Senator Smith.
Yes.
Mr. Chair.
Yes. We'll show that reported favorably as a committee substitute?
Right.
Okay. Thank you, Senator. Thank you for being
Chair.
Here.
Thank you, members.
Members, we're going to go back to Senate Bill 844, and it's my understanding, Senator Lynn, are you prepared to present that?
Yes. Senators, the committee bills, this is the committee bill that we have already approved coming to us. And it simply deletes the automatic repeal language to maintain the public records exemption that's necessary to ensure that Sunshine State One Call of Florida can continue to operate the automated call before you dig notification system to more effectively protect underground utility facilities.
Any questions, members? Any questions, members? Anyone? Anyone? Okay. No, there's no public testimony. Again, we've discussed this thoroughly. So, any debate? Any debate? Seeing no debate, assistant, please call the roll.
Senator Altman.
Yes.
Senator Benacquisto.
Yes.
Senator Bogdanoff. Senator Brennan.
Yes.
Senator Diaz de la Patilla.
Yes.
Senator Evers. Senator Fasano.
Yes.
Senator Flores. Senator Joyner.
Yes.
Senator Lynn.
Yes.
Senator Margolis.
Yes.
Senator Negron. Senator Sachs.
Yes.
Senator Smith.
Yes.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, and by your vote, Senate Bill 844 will be reported favorably. Next, members, we're going to go to Senate Bill 396 by Senator Ulrich, and I believe his aide is here. Mr. Is it Blanco?
Yes.
Welcome to the committee.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill would allow statewide joint action agencies to utilize modern communication services to establish a quorum to conduct meetings. A joint action agency is a single action or single agency formed by interlocal agreement among multiple local governments for the purpose of providing specified government services. This is done to allow for more efficient and cost-effective operations, thereby saving taxpayer dollars.
Thank you. Any questions, members? Any questions? Senator Lynn?
What kind of an entity would this be? Could you give me an example?
I think I would have to refer to Karen Peterson.
Could you just
absolutely.
Say who
Thank you,
are.
Members. My name is Karen Peterson, and I represent the Florida Gas Utility and the Florida Municipal Power Agency. And those are two examples of entities that would meet the definition of
Say
the bill.
Again,
Florida Gas Utility and the Florida Municipal Power Agency. They are both entities whose members consist of smaller, primarily smaller and rural municipal utility providers. And they come together because they have more clout as a group than they would if they went out to market for goods and services individually.
Any other questions, members? Any other questions? Senator, you recognize?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I think it's a great idea, and I'd like to see it expanded as soon as we can to even state agencies. I think it makes a lot of sense. Thank you for bringing this bill.
Members, I believe there is one amendment by Senator Fasano. Senator Fasano, you're recognized for
Thank
the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen, members, the Florida Government Utilities Authority is a six-member governmental utility authority formed in 1999. Through interlocal agreement, originally Brevard, Lee, Polk, Sarasota counties were members of the authority and were formed to acquire, own, and improve, operate, and water, wastewater facilities. Over time, the counties making up the FGUA have changed. Currently, Citrus, Hendrys, DeSoto, Polk, Lee, and Pasco counties are members of the FGUA. Collier County, which has FGUA customers, however, is not a member. Thus, FGUA currently spans from Citrus to Collier County with customers to the region. What the amendment would do, members, is it would reduce the requirement of six members to have a board meeting down to five members, and this is so we can save some dollars on cost and travel.
I understand this is a friendly amendment.
Yes, sir, it is.
Any questions on the amendment? Any objections? Seeing none, show it adopted. We're back on the bill as amended. I do have two appearance cards. Karen Peterson, who spoke to us before, waves in support, and Gene Adams, the Florida Governmental Utilities Authority?
Yes, sir. I'm waving support as well.
Waving support.
Did a great
job. Okay, great. Any debate? Any debate? Seeing none, you recognize the close.
I wave my close.
Wave your close. System, please call the roll.
Senator Altman.
Yes.
Senator Beniquisto.
Yes.
Senator Bogdanoff. Senator Brennan.
Yes.
Senator Diaz de la Patilla.
Yes.
Senator Evers. Senator Fasano.
Yes.
Senator Flores.
Yes.
Senator Joyner.
Yes.
Senator Lynn.
Yes.
Senator Margolis,
yes.
Senator Negron,
yes.
Senator Sachs,
yes.
Senator Smith,
yes.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, and by your vote, the bill will be reported favorably.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
As a CS.
Members,
before we adjourn, I did want to bring one thing to your attention. The next time we meet, I always call him Congressman Putnam, but our agriculture commissioner will be presenting to us an energy plan, a proposal that he's bringing forward. He's actually presenting to the House, I believe, this week. I spoke to him on Monday. He's asked for an opportunity to address this committee. We will then look at the possibility of a proposed committee bill. I bring this up, number one, to be prepared. Take some time, if you can, to meet with his staff or him personally. But from a timing standpoint, if we are interested in doing a proposed committee bill, we will go ahead and start drafting some of this prior to his presentation, just from a timing standpoint. So if you have had an opportunity to meet with him or you have ideas, please come see me or come see Mr. Carter so that we're prepared. What we don't want to see is losing the opportunity to do something great for the state of Florida based on time. So if you have ideas, please be prepared, and the next time we get together, we'll have Congressman Putnam here. So, Senator Margolis?
I,
I would like to be recorded yes on Senate Bill 416.
Great. Okay. Any other issues?
As well as Sachs.
And for Senator Sachs as well. And also, members, just for the record, we had an excused absence from Senator Evers. Okay. Any other issues? With that, Senator Negron moves we rise.